Every year, more than 3 million children between the ages of 6 and 12 are left alone at home on a regular basis. But are these children really ready to be unsupervised? Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tanya Fullwood of the National Center for Children and Families. Today, we'll discuss why a child's age alone is not enough to determine whether or not they have the skills and maturity level to be left unsupervised, and how parents can work with their children to make the best, safest decisions.
So parents, are you ready for the responsibility of leaving your child alone? It's important to remember that no matter where you or your children are, you are ultimately responsible for their health and their well-being.
You need to ask yourself if you're able to stay in touch and supervise your child, even if you're not at home. For example, can you answer the phone at any moment? Or can you use your cell phone at work?
And if the answer is no, will a trusted nearby friend or relative be accessible by phone and able to help in case of an emergency? You might want to also consider your family's schedule. Will you have enough regular time when you come home from work every night?
Keeping a regular schedule as much as possible is important so that your child will know exactly when to expect your return and will help you to plan their time alone.
Another question, parents, that you have to ask yourself is your child ready for the responsibility of being home alone? Remember that every child is different, so you want to consider the following issues when evaluating your child's level of maturity and readiness to be left alone. We'll talk about those.
And the one that jumps to the forefront of our minds is the law. Just as every child is different, so is every local jurisdiction. Cities and counties in our metro area each have different guidelines about how old a child must be to be left alone. In our area, most require that a child be between 8 and 10 years old before a parent even consider leaving them alone.
That's right. Once your child has reached this age, it's not an automatic pass just to leave them. In fact, you want to consult with Child Protective Services. They can be called out at any time involving any situation when a child is left at home at any age. And that's basically the law. So you want to make sure that your jurisdiction that you are aware of
the
age is to leave a child alone. The next thing that you want to do is assess your child and their personal comfort level and their abilities and responsibility. First, a child must have no emotional, medical, or behavioral problems that might affect judgment or their decision-making skills when they're left alone.
Right. And going back, that has no age timelines there. And I think that's probably why all of our local jurisdictions differ, because everybody feels that they want parents to make individual decisions based on your child. And so these guidelines are hopefully going to be helpful. So secondly, it's time to ask your child what they think about being left alone. What many parents don't realize is that school-age children are actually scared to be left alone, especially at night, such as after school. That fear can result in a higher risk of problems occurring when the child is alone.
Right. And lastly, parents, it's time to ask yourself a series of questions about your child that may include how old your child is. Is your child old enough? Do you think that your child is responsible enough? And do you think your child will get into trouble often, or do they get into trouble often?
Right. And does your child have trouble getting to or home from school on time, even now when they're not alone? How about, is your child accident prone? How about, do your children get along with each other?
Right. Is my home and neighborhood safe enough to leave my child at home alone? And can your child say no to friends who might encourage them or her to break the rules? That peer pressure can be really tough. Once you've answered these questions, it's time to take a serious look at their development.
Right. And one of the areas is you want to look at their emotional development. Emotionally, your child should be able to be away from adults without feeling lonely or afraid. Also, be able to handle the unexpected without getting upset.
And emotionally, they also want to be willing to follow important rules. They have to be mature enough to do that. Mentally, your child should be able to understand and remember instructions and solve basic problems of being alone.
They should be able to read and write well enough to take phone messages and find something to do when alone without getting into trouble.
Socially, your child should be able to ask for help from friends, neighbors, and rescue squads. They should be able to understand the role of policemen and firefighters and rescue squads and not just call 911 just because. Or they should be able to get along with other children and adults, especially if they will be home with a sibling.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, I think, you know, my child is ready. Once you've made that decision that you think it's okay to stay for them to stay home alone, don't immediately head out for hours at a time. As with anything, begin with small steps. Begin by leaving your child for short periods of time where a trusted adult or family member or yourself is close by and available by phone.
I think that's important. Parents, you want to consider taking a walk around the block or running a quick errand to the store, or just maybe staying at a neighbor's house that's nearby so that your child can easily contact you and you can be home immediately if necessary. You want to start with as little as 15 to 30 minutes of time alone. See what they do during that time and what problems they run into and how they feel about it. Have a conversation.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Parenting Today. You just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. I'm Diane from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and we're talking about supervision and issues and facts and things to consider seriously before you leave your children home alone. Another question to ask yourself, how can I help keep my child safe when I'm not there? Once you and your child have decided that he or she is ready to be left home alone, you really have a lot of work to do.
That's true.
And one of the first things you should do is to create a safety plan.
You want to make sure that your child knows how to access you or any other responsible adult at all times, including knowing the parent and the caretaker's whereabouts, and having a telephone number where they can be reached whenever they need to reach someone. You also want to teach them what to do in case of an emergency, such as a fire or power outage, or a regular household accident, such as breaking a glass.
That's a good point. And you may want to do some role playing, offering your child possible situations and asking him or her how, you know, he or she would handle them. Part of that safety plan is also getting your home ready. Remove fire hazards, and if need be, have some fire drills. Also, install, if you don't already, be sure to install smoke detectors and have fire extinguishers available.
You want to make sure that you teach some basic first aid and have a first aid kit available and make sure they know where it is. Post emergency numbers by every phone in the house. And rehearse emergency 911 phone calls, having your child give the full address and directions to the home.
Excellent. And establish and reinforce your rules, such as go over guidelines for acceptable behavior, review safety rules about matches, knives, and scissors.
Decide whether or not your child may use the stove, the oven, or other appliances. You want to decide whether or not your child may leave the house when you're not there. And you also want to write and post a to-do list for your child, including any chores that they can do, any homework or other activities that will keep them busy while you're gone.
And it's important to develop a phone and visitor plan. Establish a phone rule. Tell children not to tell callers they're alone. They should say that the parent is busy and they'll return their call.
And warn them to never, ever, ever let strangers in the house. And decide whether or not your child may let friends or neighbors or anyone that they know into the house when you're not there.
You know, as we talk about these things, it does seem, you know, like a lot. And some are kind of seem micro. But we do have to remember these are our children. And if we haven't had these conversations, then they really wouldn't know what to do about them. So hopefully those are some helpful suggestions, because the fact is, deciding to leave your children home alone is a difficult decision, and it does deserve serious consideration. Your first responsibility as a parent is to keep your child safe.
That's right. And if you're not sure, or you or your child are uncomfortable with the idea of them being home alone, consider researching alternatives to childcare, such as after-school programs at your child's school or activities at your neighborhood recreation center. Perhaps you can swap services with another parent in your neighborhood.
I think that's a good point, Tanya. Just because you start talking about it, if you, doesn't mean you have to do it. If you know that your child is not ready, then
you can't do it.
It's time to move on to other alternatives. But if you have made that decision, and when you do leave a child home alone, the potential for accidents, emergencies, and other problems, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to accept they're going to increase. Right. So be sure that you, your child, and your home are ready to take on such a big responsibility.
That's true. And parents, you want to keep in mind that there are guidelines in Northern Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia that offer helpful age guidelines. And additional questions to help parents decide when it is okay to leave your child at home. In the metro area, most require that a child be between the ages of 8 and 10 years old before a parent even consider leaving them alone. And I think it's 13 if you need to watch a sibling or something like that. But you want to check mm-hmm. and make sure.
That's right. And remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but finding help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about supervision guidelines and leaving your child home alone, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. Just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and this has been Parenting Today.